Report: Will Levis will not attend second night of the draft after falling out of first round. By Dylan Gwynn on April 28, 2023. You can't really blame the guy for this, right? After hours and hours of waiting for his name to be called during the first round of the NFL draft on Thursday night and not hearing it, Kentucky QB Will Levis has reportedly decided not to attend the second night of the draft. According to Nick Roush of WXVW Sports Radio, Levis and his family plan to leave Kansas City before the draft resumes at 7 p.m. EST on Friday night. Cameras frequently found their way to Levis and his family after the first three quarterbacks came off the board. No one really thought Levis would go to Carolina or Houston, the owners of the first two picks in the draft. However, several prognosticators figured he might go to Indianapolis with the fourth overall pick. Instead, the Colts selected Florida QB Anthony Richardson. After that, Levis, his sister, and his girlfriend became frequent fixtures on camera. First, his girlfriend. America was also introduced to Levis's sister. There were indications that several teams with QB among their needs had tried to trade back into the first round and could have selected Levis. Those teams could use their second round selections to draft Levis. But it appears he will be at home on his couch when he gets that phone call. As Bleacher Report reports, in 2021, he completed 66.0% of his passes for 2,826 yards, 24 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, while rushing for 376 yards and 9 scores as well. Last season, Levis took a step back due in large part to injuries limiting him for part of the campaign. He completed 65.4% of his passes for 2,406 yards, 19 touchdowns and 10 picks. He also rushed for 2 touchdowns, but finished with negative rushing yardage due to numerous sacks he took behind a suspect offensive line. It's uncomfortable to see a young man all dressed up with his family in attendance and go undrafted. Though, this could very well work out beautifully for Levis. He could go to a place like Las Vegas or Atlanta and end up in a much better spot with far less pressure than he would have had if the Colts had selected him at number 4. Keep your head up, young man.